On June 30th, the region was slammed by Hurricane Alex, which was the first Atlantic hurricane of the 2010 season. Officials in Mexico are especially concerned about the impact Hermine could have on residents in low-lying areas or in areas near hillsides that could collapse if soaked by heavy rain. Rafaela Lima, a nurse with the Red Cross in Vallehermosa, Mexico, says preparations are underway. She says local officials are coordinating with the Red Cross in advance of the storm. Mexican Civil Protection has established refuges for people displaced by flooding, which is also a concern on the U.S. side of the border. Jeff Johnston is Emergency Management Coordinator for the City of Brownsville.
A lot of the preparations that we're focused on are dealing with flooding issues, simply because if we get as much rain as is being predicted, it could be problematic for those residents here in Brownsville and other parts of the South Texas area.
Johnston says emergency services officials on both sides of the border maintain contact whenever a major storm approaches and that they operate under a long-standing agreement to share resources and personnel.
Brownsville and Matamoros, Mexico had the first sister city agreement along the U.S.-Mexico border that relates to emergency crews moving back and forth across the border during large-scale emergencies or disasters, and so we have close contact with civil protection in Mexico.
This is already a bad year for flooding in Mexico. Thousands of people have been forced from their homes in central and southern states like Tabasco and Veracruz. Flooding has also caused displacements in Guerrero State on the country's west coast. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.